There's nothing better than a 19th that gives you a birdie.
Hello.
The 49ers Rincon Bar and Grill is just the thing. Golf, lunch, or dinner. Now that's a day out. The Rincon Mountain Grill, part of the whole enjoyable complex of the 49ers. Go check it out. You'll be pleasantly surprised. 12,000 Tanker Verde Road, not that far over Houghton. The new 49ers Golf and Food and a gym and a pool and friendly staff. Tucson's hidden gem for food, golf, and everything else.
And welcome, everybody, to another Tucson Means Business, proudly sponsored by Stewart Title and Trust, when you want it done right. And, of course, the 49ers Golf and Country Club, the hidden jewel of the desert being the Rincon Grill. And we talk about all sorts of things, all sorts of businesses in and around our area, Tucson, and, of course, nonprofits, but also anything that's a little bit unique and a little bit different. And this particular one today, as I'm speaking with Conrad Funk, and he's the president of the Lemurian Fellowship. In fact, he was born in Kansas, attended school in several states and Europe. He then joined the Army and after high school and started college at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. So, my special guest, Conrad Funk, welcome.
Good morning. Glad to be on.
Or afternoon or midnight or wherever you may be. Hey, Conrad, you graduated from Kansas State Teachers College with a degree in education, right?
That's correct.
What was your goal then? Can you remember?
I wanted to teach elementary school, which I did, and branched out into high school later on as well, becoming a principal at one point.
Okay. Did you, a principal, I mean, not everybody does that. Did you find that easy to do or was it a hard job for you?
I found it easy. I enjoyed it a lot. And then when I got over into the Pacific Islands, my job, they told me my job was not going to be renewed the next year. So at that point, I had to scramble around and find another type of work to do. So I knew that the islanders where I lived had no store on their island, and the only opportunity they had to sell anything or buy anything was a trading ship that came about every 3 months. So this wasn't very handy for them. They would sell their copra, which is coconut meat, get paid for that, and then buy things off the ship while the ship was there for a couple of days. But it was very unhandy, so I felt like I didn't know anything about retail sales or co-ops, but I thought it would be a good way to go for me to be able to stay there, have my little tropical paradise. I didn't want to leave.
Now, this was in Micronesia, correct?
Yes, yes, it was in Micronesia, out between Hawaii and the Philippines.
How about that? I mean, an elementary school teacher, like in Kansas, and, you know, living in California, then moving to a tropical island. How did you find this island in the first place?
There was a advertising by the Department of the Interior around that time. They wanted teachers to go out there and teach English as a second language.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I did.
A very good idea. So you established this co-op that served not one, but four tropical islands, right?
Yes, it did. There were four islands that were not, they were fairly close by. And so we went to the four and talked to the people, and they agreed it would be great to have a co-op. So we looked into it, found out everything we needed to know about starting one. We got a small amount from each family, and so to give us our income. Mm-hmm. And then we built a building there, and then we began ordering things that they needed from the Big Island and also from the States. So this got going well, and it was very successful. And it was my use of actually the Lemurian teachings that helped me do this.
Yeah, well, I want to get into that right now. You did join the Lemurian Fellowship staff in Ramona, California, back in 1971, I think.
And, that's right.
You served in that capacity until today. And in fact, you're the president, actually, of the Lemurian Fellowship.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into it. What is it? What is the Lemurian Fellowship, quite frankly, and what's its mission?
All right. It might help first to say that we realize not everyone believes or understands that there was a huge continent that covered most of what's now the Pacific Ocean thousands of years ago. Mm-hmm. And when it went down so long ago that it isn't remembered in current history. But the purpose of the fellowship is to bring back the knowledge and the wisdom of that time, because it was a great civilization that lasted for 50,000 years, which far exceeds anything we can think about today.
All right. Well, this leads towards, how did you find out about this? I mean, I'm a great late night YouTube buff where I watch everything alien and God knows what else, but because I'm a great yeah. believer of there's more than us on the planets, that's for sure. But how did you first find out about, it's like an Atlantis type thing, isn't it? Years and years ago, right?
It is. Yes. It predated Atlantis. It was before Atlantis.
Wow.
Actually 78,000 years ago.
Okay. How did you know this? How did you find this out?
Well, the founder of the fellowship, Robert Stell, was a most unusual person who seems born for a particular mission in life. Mm-hmm. And his mission seems to have been to uncover and bring back the lore of Lemuria. And at 12 years old, he was already working. And by the time he was 15, he was in South America with a prospecting party, and he spent about 7 years down there. And during those times, he found artifacts and ancient ruins that got him thinking about this. And that was the beginning of his discovery of Lemuria. But he talked to some of the indigenous Mayans down there. And they had traditions of the old ones from the motherland who had come thousands of years before and were their ancestors, actually. So that's how we found out about Lemuria. And when Robert was very young, he was visited by masters of our human life wave, those who have learned everything that life on Earth here is supposed to teach us. And these beings have retained and protected the information and the teachings of Lemuria over these thousands of years. They wanted to reintroduce it to the world, and they felt that the time was about the best they could find, because 1936 was in the middle of the Depression, the mm-hmm. Great Depression, mm-hmm. and it was just before the world was about to jump into World War II.
I see.
So people were at a pretty desperate state, and so they contacted Robert Stell and felt that he could be their emissary to start the Lemurian Fellowship.
I wonder why they contacted him compared to the millions of other people on the planet.
Well, he's a rare individual. For one thing, he was a true clairvoyant who was able to see things that most of us can't see.
Right.
And so he was receptive to their, their efforts to contact him.
And now who were these beings again?
They're called masters of our human life wave. Mm-hmm. There are seven schools of these masters. They're called mystery schools. One of them is the Rosicrucian. You might have heard of them.
Yes, I have.
This was the Lemurian mystery school.
These are real beings?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Now, from what I can ascertain, I mean, it is a church. The Lemurian Fellowship is a church and correspondence school, really, of spiritual philosophy.
Yes, that's true.
Based on the teachings of ancient Lemuria. Mm-hmm. And from what I was reading, Bud, fellowship teachers work one-on-one to help student applicants use the principles, and learn to live balanced, constructive lives that do enhance society versus, wreck society.
Right.
Would that be a fair way of putting it?
Yes, it surely would. It builds up both sides of you, your personal life and the help that you can be to other people. And we think that those two combine the purpose of human life, actually.
Mm. So by using these principles, they earn spiritual unfoldment, happiness, security. You're talking about peace of mind
true.
And the ability to... To cope with life's challenges.
Very true. And also from
sounds
a business
pretty good to me, my friend. I tell you, I mean, more people could do with this, right?
That's what we think too. Well, not only can you, improve yourself in your own life and happiness and so forth, but it extends into earning a living as well. When I was out there, as I explained, I did jump into business. I had been a teacher, didn't know anything much about the business world, but got into it. And by using these principles and got people to help me and thus help them. So I was fulfilling that purpose of life, and it was a success.
Yeah, sort of like a big time pay forward there that you were doing. Micronesia, I didn't know of these islands. I lived in Vanuatu, in the New Hebrides, as it used to be called.
Oh, yes.
For a couple of years, of course, third world. But where was this? When you say Hawaii, if we're flying out of LAX, would you fly over these, or are they off that flight path?
Well, between Hawaii and the Philippines, they're about halfway, actually, between the two.
Okay.
It's out in an area called the Caroline Islands.
So we're talking sort of northeast more. Yeah, it's not so much out of LAX, right?
It's about 9 degrees north of the equator.
Okay. And airplane strips there?
On the main island, they did have a place they could land a plane and serve all the, there are hundreds of islands in the island group.
I see.
But you'd have to go from there, you'd have to go by ship or boat to reach your particular island.
Hmm. I'll tell you what, I'd love to explore these one day. Maybe
it was a great place for tourists because they're in the lagoon of the Chuuk Island. There was the Japanese fleet during World War II, and many of those were sunk, and divers love to come out there and dive down and see what they can find.
So there's another one around the world because there's a point in just outside of Port Vila, the capital of Vanuatu, where the Americans sunk a lot of their stuff from World War II.
Oh, yeah.
And it's become a fabulous dive spot as well for all of those.
It is.
Yeah. The fellowship, by the way, folks, I'm speaking in case you've just joined. Conrad Funk is the president of the Lemurian Fellowship and based in California. It's if you ever want to write to him, you can, office@lemurianfellowship.org. So you're a 501(c)(3). Are you that one? You are that one. So you're a nonprofit. Okay.
That's right.
Of course. Now, the fellowship also writes, publishes, and makes available online lessons and other material essential to teaching the Lemurian philosophy, right?
That's right.
But you do conduct religious services for Lemurian staff and order members. So let me ask you this, Conrad. What is the purpose of the Lemurian Fellowship and the ancient teachings it offers, other than what you've explained before, which is about living a good life and helping others and being, you know, as you'd like to be treated and all the rest of it? But let's go a little deeper here. Okay. You know, the ancient teachings must have a little bit more involved.
There's a larger purpose, of course. And we hope that by teaching one student at a time, we'll eventually reach enough who can become the nucleus of a better civilization. We think that that's the way to go. And we are teaching thousands of students around the world in different parts. And it's very interesting to see the progress they make, the improvement they bring into their lives and into the lives of other people too. So this is our ultimate goal. I don't think I'll accomplish it in my lifetime, but I'm working that way.
Well, I don't know. It's a long, I mean, it seems like an impossible task, to be honest with you. Look what's happening now worldwide. We just seem to be getting worse every day.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it.
But Armageddon is on its way by the sounds of things, you know.
Yeah, may well be.
By the way, folks, you can have a, you know, go to a website, of course. You've also got, that's the Lemurian Fellowship, Lemurian, lemurianfellowship.org.
Okay. Right.
And there's a Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Lemurian Fellowship. Now, tell us how people improved their lives by using Lemurian Fellowship. Give me some examples, you know. I want to prove this is not a scam or another con or another religious cult, because I've heard and read some pretty good things about what you're trying to do, so, and not from you. So henceforth, I, you know, researched and went after you to want to do this, because I think it's fascinating, and I think there's some local involvement from a business point of view, you know, in Tucson, which this show is all about. I think there's principles from your teachings that can really help people.
They can. They can help people anywhere. And we've helped them as far as England. We have a psychiatrist in London who has been a student for many, many years. And he will champion the Lemurian Fellowship and philosophy. We have a financial advisor here who's just, she's based actually in Colorado. She's quite successful. She's just built quite a good home here in Ramona with her husband, and she works remotely. And we have others who have used the philosophy. And, you know, sometimes even when you're successful in business, you have other challenges that come up that the philosophy can help you with. We have a lawyer on our staff who, when he began work, worked in Manhattan in one of the big law firms there. And he was making a lot of money, but he wasn't really happy with the things that he was required to do to earn his living. And so he came across the Lemurian philosophy and felt like he wanted to bring more integrity into his work. So he began working on it. He realized he could lose his job if he refused to do the things he was asked to. But he found a way of working with his boss where he could sit down and talk with him and tell him why he was unhappy with some of the things he was, you know, being asked to do. And he got along fine. Eventually, he left that firm and started his own, where he made less money, but he was a lot happier because he was helping people. And he found much more peace and comfort in that than in what he had been doing. And now he's on the staff here at the Lemurian Fellowship. So that's one of the success stories we can point to.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about some professional people there, well and truly. How would these people find out, you know, initially about the fellowship? How would they come across it?
Well, we hope through a show like yours is one way. But it's advertised. We advertise on the internet, and we have our website, and people go there is a real good way to find out. It tells everything that we teach about, and it offers a brochure people can order that really explains in detail what the work is about and how you progress with it.
You're listening to Tucson Means Business with Mark Bishop, and my guest is the president of the Lemurian Fellowship based out of California. Ramona, right?
Yes, Ramona. It's about 30 miles east of San Diego in the backcountry.
Right, in the backcountry. So beautiful. Sounds like a lovely spot to actually visit. When we come back from this break, I want to delve into things like what happens when people start calling you a cult and things like that. You know? All right, stand by. We'll be right back.
There's nothing better than a 19th that gives you a birdie.
Hello.
The 49ers Rincon Bar and Grill is just the thing. Golf, lunch, or dinner. Now that's a day out. The Rincon Mountain Grill, part of the whole enjoyable complex of the 49ers. Go check it out. You'll be pleasantly surprised. 12,000 Tanker Verde Road, not that far over Houghton. The new 49ers golf and food and a gym and a pool and friendly staff. Tucson's hidden gem for food, golf, and everything else.
You're listening to Tucson Means Business. We're back, and now my guest is, in case you missed it, but president of the Lemurian Fellowship. What? Lemurian Fellowship. Very unique. Very nice. Go online. You can look at the site, principles, what they're about. Okay, if I said to you, oh, you're another one of these cults, Conrad, right? Why are you not?
We- We've been accused of many things. They thought we were a nudist colony when we first moved to Ramona.
Oh,
you know,
right.
And people will pick up on those kinds of things. But also, we got a call early on, and somebody said, "Is this the La Manurian Fellowship Flower Shop?" So they love to kid us.
Yeah.
But we've had a good run here in Lemire in Ramona. We've been here about 80 years now. And when we first came, there were 800 people in this town. They had to increase the size of the post office because of all the mail we were getting.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, how big is the township where you are?
It's probably about 40,000 now.
Okay, that's Ramona. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had the pleasure yet to get up the east, up the west coast. I'd really want to and see a lot more. I've got friends in a place called Humboldt.
Oh, yeah.
And some communique people up there, and also there's some other people further up as well. So it would be really, really nice. I they've fixed the PH1 by now.
Yeah, I hope you can. Please come and see us if you do.
I would. I would love to do that now. But, you know, I'm interested, Lemurian, because, I mean, it goes back hundreds of thousands of years, what we're talking here. I'd never heard of it, I got to tell you, and I've had a, you know.
Many thousands.
Been around a little bit. I'm not exactly a spring chicken, and my grandmother and grandfather came out on what we call the 10-quid boat, the 10-pound boat. And I think the other night, I think I saw a promo or something for a documentary being done on PBS about that. And that's when they came out because, you know, Australia needed immigrants. We needed people to work. The Germans and the Swiss came out, and others came out and did the beautiful growing of the grapes and started all of our beautiful Barossa Valley that we have in South Australia. And it's similar, you know, to yours. But this is rather unique, the Lemurian Order. Because, you know, we're talking orders and we're talking religion, or are we talking, we're not a cult. What's the difference between, let's say, a Waco, what happened there, and the Lemurian Fellowship in Ramona?
Well, for one thing, we're not a cult. We don't have a particular leader, other than our founder, who passed on many years ago. Fellowship is governed by a board of governors who are advanced students of Lemurian philosophy. So we keep it pretty impersonal that way and are able to work in an impersonal way too with our students. We started out, of course, as a correspondence school through the mail. And in some cases, we still have to do that because we have students in parts of Africa who have no internet connection. And they still have to write and mail their correspondence to us.
That's interesting. But, how would they find you with no internet?
How do they find us?
Word of mouth, I guess.
We had, actually, in Nigeria, we've had a lot of people during the Biafran War. Many, many of the Biafran people got in touch with the fellowship because they were looking for some sort of spiritual guidance through that terrific time.
Yes.
And so we got to start there, and the word has spread over there.
Right.
And other countries, South Africa too, we have students. Sometimes they get to come over here and spend a couple of weeks with us, but usually they spend their whole life as students in another part of the world.
I sort of liken it to a degree of the disciples, you know, being sent out to spread the word and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was saying, my grandparents came out. Now, they were Catholic. My grandmother was Jewish. She left the Jewish faith, in fact, to marry Tom, the Catholic, and they settled here. And I was brought up a Catholic in schools and boarding schools and so on, and beliefs, because we're talking different beliefs.
Right.
But I ended up marrying into a Jewish family, so I did a full 180.
But that's good.
You know, you're non-denominational to a degree, because, I mean, put it this way. Is the concept of reincarnation a part of these ancient teachings?
Yes, it is, because we don't see how people can have advanced. How can a person, when he's 5 years old, can play a concerto on the piano? You know, some of these things are impossible to imagine, that people could have developed in one short lifetime. So we're pretty convinced that we're all reincarnated many times, and we believe that many of us did incarnate in Lemuria, mm-hmm. as well as Atlantis later on too, and have many lifetimes of experience behind us.
So, well, the Indian philosophy, when you go back thousands of years with their beliefs and so on. But I've had a similar sort of, you know, I've seen a few videos now of young children, mm-hmm. In relation to what you were saying, where a particular youngster believed that he was a fighter pilot in the war.
Oh, yes, that's very true.
Yeah, and wouldn't rest till his folks took him to where he went down in the water.
Oh, my gosh.
Once they prayed and laid a reef and all that, he could then let it go, and he could sleep at night, he could live a life again and so on. And there's many stories like that. Of course, some skeptics, when people would say, well, maybe they're not skeptics, but people have different beliefs and, you know, oh, yes, but he's just a super bright child. To play a concerto, a concerto at five, or could do this at that, he has a bigger brain than somebody else. Because, you see, Conrad, you're talking about, you know, going against a lot of religious teachings for hundreds of years that we've all been under.
That's true.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen once the aliens do arrive in Washington and do a news interview and so on like that, because that's going to really shake a few people up, right? But to think of the universe as it is and we are just one little dot, mm-hmm. how dare one could think that we're it? You know, there's still a law, there's still a God, mm-hmm. there's still a, I don't know the terminology, but, and the aliens still come under him or her. Well, what's your take on that?
it's a lot to process, and it does look pretty bad. If you watch the news every day, it sounds pretty bad, but it seems like they only latch on to the things that are difficult and horrendous in the news. They don't tell you about everything good that's going on, and a lot of things are. But we feel like we can reach only as many people as we can, and they will spread the word, and they will be leavening for a greater civilization to come. So that's what we're in the business of doing, and we're pretty happy doing it. Our student organization and the other side of Ramona Valley here is quite interesting, because those people have been students for many, many years, and they've attained a certain level of understanding. And they come together to work together as Lemurians to prove that this can work as a way of life. And it's pretty wonderful over there, because these are people that are trying to improve themselves, and they're interested in helping other people too.
What would they be learning, Conrad? I mean, we talk about the principles, okay, that make Lemuria teachings great. I mean, yes, it was nice to talk about early stuff of being, you know, teaching people to work sort of one-on-one, mm-hmm. Principles, balanced, you know, constructive lives that enhance society and so on. But give me a more in-depth. Give me a day in the life of a student. What would I be doing? It's not maths or geometry, is it, or science?
Well, if you're talking about one of the advanced students over here in Ramona, they would be probably working in the Lemurian crafts. That's an industry that they've established over there in the 40s and has become quite famous. A couple of our items are in the Museum of Modern Art. It was very influential during the mid-century modern period. Mm. And we still make music stands, cello stands, and musical instruments, have even made violins there, which are high quality and are sold in various outlets throughout the country.
Mm. That's one of the things they would be doing. Funds, no doubt, for the 501(c).
Right.
Because you are a nonprofit. You have to survive. We're talking buildings, food, students coming, you know, all this type of thing. It's mm-hmm. Nothing's cheap these days.
No, that's true. But we do a lot of our own work. We have our own organic garden over there. We do much of our own carpentry, painting, plumbing, that sort of thing. You know, the Lemurian philosophy is a very practical philosophy. We don't believe in somebody else having to do the work while we just think about spiritual principles. Mm-hmm. We have to develop three sides of our nature: our practicality, as well as our spirituality and our mentality. So that's our ideal. And so that's what they're doing. And they're also answering, you know, all the people who write or contact us through the internet. Mm-hmm. Their information goes over there to that property, and they are worked with, whether they want to become students or they want to ask questions or whatever it is. So anyone that contacts us, those people over there at Gateway will work with.
Mm. So really, I would imagine then your attrition rate is pretty good too. It's not like Mormons or some other, organizations per se. I'll use that for now, or religious sects that, tend to be losing a lot of their followers.
No,
through various things, you know.
Well, I think once somebody gets hold of this, they would never want to let it go, because it's a life plan. It's a way to work with your life that's so beneficial that I don't see that anyone that got very far with it would ever want to leave.
Where can I find a map of the continent of Lemuria?
Yes, you can find. Dr. Still wrote a book about the beginning of civilization in Lemuria. That book is available on our website. It's called The Sun Rises.
Okay.
There's a map in there, and there's a map on our website actually too that you can see. And I think that's. And in our course of study, of course, there's also the map is found.
Hmm. All right. Well, folks, to find this, you simply go to Lemurian Fellowship, www.lemurianfellowship.org. That's LEMURIAN. It's not an easy word, is it?
No.
Lemurianfellowship.org. And, you know, we had the Bible, okay, handed down, changed, moved around. In fact, I think out of the Catholic religion, they took away the reincarnation and a few other things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated by that particular thing, and I tell you why, because I've always had the belief that what one goes through in life, and everybody's different,
mm-hmm.
and between all the emotions, all the good stuff, the bad stuff, the in-between, all the hurt, the pain, all the love, the joy, it can't all be for nothing.
No.
There has to be a reason one is learning. And, you know, I've got to the point now where it's sort of like, look, you live a certain life. You haven't got a clue what you chose. You came here. You chose your parents. You chose your life. You did a blueprint, perhaps, of what you were going to do to learn lessons. And if you when you do pass, I guess you go up and you get scrutinized and go through a review of your life. And quite frankly, if you haven't learned those lessons, you're back down here again.
That's right. And you won't
be,
of course,
Lemurian,
you can't.
Is that Lemurian teaching?
That's very, very close. You'd make a great Lemurian student.
Well, I'm getting old enough to live in the backwoods somewhere. So my point is, though, people can't accept that. A lot of people can't accept that.
No, that's true. And we don't force them to. We don't insist on it at all. Mm. We're very much a live and let live religion, because every religion is good for the people who choose it and believe in it.
So we do, so, it does have a terminology of a religion.
Mm-hmm.
The Lemurian, it's true. Yeah, the Lemurian Fellowship.
Right.
It is a church. It's a correspondence school of spiritual philosophy.
Right.
Based on the teachings of ancient Lemuria. Fascinating stuff. Take it or believe it, whatever. I like it. Conrad Funk, he's the president. And as I said, just go to LemurianFellowship.org. They've also got a Facebook.com/ Lemurian Fellowship. And if you'd like to write an email, I'm a person that loves the email. I don't hang on these other platforms if I can help it. But you can write to the office at lemurianfellowship.org.
Yes.
Now, what about phoning you? Is that okay?
You can phone. It's yes.
All right, because I've got
kind of stretched as far as staff right now.
Yeah, but. So I'd be better off emailing if you can. Well, I can't email. I don't have I want to phone. All right, here you go. It's 760-789-1420. Now, is there a one in front of that, the 1760? Or not needed?
Well, you don't need it, no.
Okay, all right. Because I have to ring sometimes in the state. I need it sometimes. It's weird. 760-789-1420 is the number.
That's very good.
Hey, Conrad, it's been a pleasure, enlightening. And if I get a chance in Ramona and I get out there next year, perhaps I sort of would love to drive around a little bit. I'll pop in and say hello, all right?
You'll be most welcome. We'll have you for lunch.
Oh, the fresh organic stuff. I like that.
Okay, Mark.
All right. Thank you so
much. Thanks
so
much.
Pleasure speaking with you. Goodbye now.
Bye.
There's nothing better than a 19th that gives you a birdie.
Hello.
The 49ers Rincon Bar and Grill is just the thing. Golf, lunch, or dinner. Now that's a day out. The Rincon Mountain Grill, part of the whole enjoyable complex of the 49ers. Go check it out. You'll be pleasantly surprised. 12,000 Tankerverde Road, not that far over Houghton. The new 49ers golf and food and a gym and a pool and friendly staff. Tucson's hidden gem for food, golf, and everything else.